my gosh, did you hear the news? My monthly membership, the CEO Content Club, is now open. In this membership, you'll get all of the resources you need to create meaningful content that results in sales for your business. I'm talking about monthly coaching calls with yours truly, monthly content calendars and caption templates, so you spend less time creating and still connect with your audience in a big way. So hurry along, go to thecontentmagnet.com/CEO Content Club or check out the link in the show notes below. Do you ever feel like it's too overwhelming at times? Taking care of your body, nourishing your mind, finding your passion in life, monetizing it, and still marketing yourself on social media. Oh, and let's not forget all the unplanned events that life throws your way. Hello there, I'm Leon, your marketing coach and strategist. On this podcast, we share knowledge on all things marketing, mindset, and running your online business. Together, we'll work on ditching the overwhelm and attracting the life and business that you desire in the simplest and most effective way ever. Welcome to another episode of the Content Magnet Podcast. Okay, so this week's episode, I'm going to do something a bit different, which is actually taking you behind the scenes of what it's like to get coached by me. So once a month, I do live coaching with my CEO Content Club members. So for those who don't know, I have a monthly membership. It actually went live and it's open for enrollment today, and in that membership I really work with coaches and service providers to help them create meaningful content that results in sales for their business, right? So what they actually get is monthly content calendars, monthly caption templates, and you also get an option to be coached live by me every single month, right? So if this is something that you feel pulled towards, you know, you need to up level your content strategy, maybe you're someone who knows what you have to sell, you're someone who knows who you need to sell it to, you are someone who knows what your business is about, and you just have a really hard time talking about it, telling people about it, and sharing it on social media in a way that it connects, results in engagement, and results in sales, then jump into the CEO Content Club, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, this club is mind-blowing. It is transformational. And I honestly just love the ladies who are already inside because they are doing some major things, from launching programs, doing their first batch of webinars, showing up online, you know, like really, really amazing things they are doing for their business. And once a month we meet and we have amazing, touching, mind-blowing, transformational coaching. So in this podcast episode, I'll really be taking you behind the scenes of some of the coaching questions that they would have asked me in some of the coaching calls and how I responded to it. So in the event that you want to know what it's like to receive coaching from me and what you can benefit from inside of the CEO Content Club, then this episode is ideal for that. Okay, so let's dive into it. So what I'll do is I'll tell you what it is the coaching client or the CEO Content Club member, what their challenge was, and then how we were able to deal with it and move forward. So I have this one CEO Content Club member, right? And her challenge that she brought up in the live coaching call was that, Leon, I just need to get back on social media, you know, like that's how we speak inside of the coaching course, because we are just so open, so vulnerable, and such a loving, supportive community. Everyone knows each other, everyone follows each other on their social platforms, right? So it's all love, it's all support, no shaming, no business shaming done over here. We're literally just open about our current situation and we all help each other go through it, right? So this particular client or member of the CEO Content Club, she was like, Leon, I need to get back on social media, you know, but I'm getting imposter syndrome. The effort that I've put in, you know, I put in a lot of effort thus far, Leon. I have all the information that I need, you know, and it's really about me kind of gaining the confidence to show my face, right, and talk to my people. Because when I speak to my people, Leon, you know, they relate to me more. They are able to receive the information better, right? And for some reason, I just keep finding a million and one reasons to not show up. For example, my hair not being combed, no makeup, etc., 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 right? So she even went on to tell me that it's not a matter of the pages I follow neither. So it's not like comparison syndrome, anyone making her feel bad, right? She said, I even unfollowed some pages and muted them. You know, it's really, really like just imposter syndrome showing up at its best. So, of course, this is how I responded to after I listened to her. Some members in the club even chipped in, you know, gave their story of how they dealt with it. As I said, it's a super loving community that you would just be so happy to be a part of. Every time we finish these coaching calls, like, my heart opened up even wider and it's so filled with joy. Everyone is like, oh my gosh, Leon, I love this so much. I wish we can do this. You know, this is like the best part of my month, etc. So my answer to her was really that, first and foremost, an accountability partner may help. And she actually has accountability partner within the CEO Content Club, right? So it's really about leaning and tapping into that, right? But I also, like, really, really wanted to let her know that imposter syndrome shows up in people who are super qualified, right? And people, if more likely, if you're not competent or you're incompetent, imposter syndrome is not likely to show up for you, right? So when you're approaching something big, and this particular client, she is approaching something big, right? She's actually coming up with this amazing coaching program in her niche that is going to be so mind-blowing and so transformational, right? So because she was on the verge of really and truly launching this program, of course, imposter syndrome will pop up like, hey girl, what are you trying to do there? Slow your roll, you know, let me take it back a notch. Let us stay in our comfort zone over here, you know. So what I suggested to her is definitely, instead of trying to ignore it because it's there, actually embrace it, talk to it, give it attention, treat your imposter syndrome as a concerned friend. So change the relationship with your imposter syndrome. Don't think that imposter syndrome is your enemy. Treat it like a concerned friend. Tell it that it's okay to be concerned, you know. It's okay to feel scared. Right, it's okay for you to want to talk me out of this, but this is something that I need to do for myself, for my business, and for the people that I have to serve. Right? Also, go a step deeper. Be like, you know, what exactly do I feel imposter syndrome about? So don't allow vague thoughts to just roam. Like, get specific. Is it that I feel imposter syndrome about a particular topic? You know, is it that I don't feel competent in this particular topic? And then ask myself, like, is it that I feel imposter syndrome about launching programs, you know? And then ask yourself, is this something that I can control? And if yes, make a plan in terms of how you are going to control it. But if this isn't something that is out of your control, right, then you need to, like, let go of the outcome and leave it up to God, you know? Say, ooh, this is actually out of my human control. So, imposter syndrome, I know you are a concerned friend, but this is not something that I can handle, nor you. We need to leave this to God, right? So, I hope that this helped someone when it comes to imposter syndrome, because so many people, they message me and they're like, Leon, I want to do A, I want to do B, I want to do C, I want to launch my business, I want to launch a course, you know, I really want to do a masterclass, Leon, I want to do a webinar, I really want to do a challenge, you know, you make it look so fun, so cool, etc. But they're like, I'm afraid no one shows up or no one even, you know, cares. So I know a lot of you really and truly deal with imposter syndrome. So my suggestion to her was to definitely embrace it. Don't treat it like an enemy, right? Treat it like a concerned friend. Talk to it and let it know why it's okay. Let it know why it is you need to make that action and just do it, right? Oh, let's move on to the second question or challenge that someone had. So this person, she said she was in the process of creating a program. What recommendations would I have for her now that she's actually creating it? So I'm guessing, so this client, she was in the progress, this client, she was in the process of creating a group program. So my answer to her was to really and truly simplify it and make it transformational. Right? So your program, whether it's your coaching program, you know, whatever course, whatever it is that you provide us, I'm speaking to my service providers who may be packaging their knowledge, right? Your program is actually not supposed to give someone all the possible information on a topic. It's supposed to give them a transformation, right? So a mistake that I made when I first launched my program was that it was packed with information, but it didn't create the space for them to take action and apply what it is they taught, right? What it is they learned and what it is that they were taught, right? I didn't give any homework. I didn't use any frameworks to make it memorable. It was like a knowledge dump, which is not an effective way to have a program, right? You don't want to regurgitate a whole bunch of information. People don't buy information, you know, there's Google and there's YouTube for that. People are not coming to you for all the information on a particular topic, right? They are coming to you for a transformation. They are coming to you for execution. They are coming to you to see a particular result, right? So what I suggested to her and with everybody in the program, because everybody in the coaching call, because it was a group coaching call, so we all benefit from these questions and answers, is that think about the tools or the systems or the process that you currently use in your business or your life and structure your program just like that, making it result oriented. As in, if you know this is how you get ready in the morning, right, and you know there's three things that you do, don't dump a million and one things you can do in a morning. Say, no, these are the three things that I do to make sure I have a productive morning every morning. You know, and share your system. Share what worked for you, right? So what happened is that over the year, I really and truly went from just providing generic information about content in my program, I don't do that anymore, to now saying, okay, Leon, how do you plan your content? How do you batch your content? How do you write your captions? What is your process like, you know? How do you do that particular thing? That is exactly how I teach my students inside of whether it's the Ultimate Gram Academy or the CEO Content Club, which is now open for enrollment, guys. I'm saying it again because it is so mind-blowing. It's such an amazing membership, and I will totally recommend to really and truly help you with your content strategy. Like, it's so awesome, right? So really and truly walk them through your specific way of doing it so that it is bite-sized and so that you have enough information for them to not feel overwhelmed and instead they can take action. So I actually recommend it to her. Since this is your first program, I'll definitely suggest that you run it live so that you get feedback on the spot in terms of what it is you would like to hear next. What would you like to learn next? What is the next important thing that you'd like to learn after you've learned this, you know? Also keeping in mind that your first program probably won't be the best, right? So you just need to honestly do it. You need to do it knowing that it will help someone. And I know that's kind of hard to say, and I am a retired perfectionist, and I actually take sometimes 2 months or 3 months to launch programs. For example, if you checked out episode 26, you know I've been working on the Ultimate Gram Academy and revamping it for like 3 months. You see your Content Club, I revamped that for 2 months, you know, so I take a while with my programs, right? But I'm also open to the fact that Leon, you're doing this and you probably would have to tweak as you go along, right? So don't think that everything needs to be in order for you to execute or for you to even talk about it. If you are in the process of creating a program, let people know, hey, beautiful people, I am in the process of creating a program about A, B, and C. What would you like to be having it? You know, how long would you like this program to be? Etc. Yeah? And also, again, as I said, keep in mind that as you grow as an individual, you're more likely to look back at this first program and be like, is this what I produced? You know, and soon enough, you'll amend it, you'll improve it, and it will get better. It will get better. I assure you, right? All right, so let's look at another question from another CEO Content Club member inside of our live monthly coaching calls that happen once a month. So this member asked me, Leon, how do you get away from the feeling that you need to pack a million things into your social media post? So much so that people end up feeling overwhelmed and not even reading your post. this is so hilarious, right? This is so hilarious in the sense that we think that more is always better. And sometimes less is better. As evident by people feeling overwhelmed when they have too much, right? Your social media posts, this is what I told her and all the CEO Content Club members, really and truly, that your social media posts aren't meant to give someone a transformation within that post. No one post can give someone a transformation. No one live, no one Instagram post, no one LinkedIn post, no one email by itself can give you that transformation. What that one piece of content can do is really make you aware, right? And it can also let you know the work that you need to do. So it can get you started on a journey. A social media post can do that, right? But you're not likely to get a big transformation from a social media post, right? So sometimes we feel trapped into thinking that one post needs to have everything in it and give them a transformation. And that is so unrealistic because that is not the purpose of your social media post. Right? Your social media post is aimed at providing awareness, building your authority by you providing value, you know, showing how your service works, etc. That is it. The transformation happens when someone commits either their time or their money. There can be no transformation without a commitment. You need to commit, right? And persons don't commit to your social media post. They either commit their time or they commit their money, right? They also need to have the right mindset. And they also need to implement whatever strategies you are teaching them consistently. Not once, not one one-and-done thing. It is a consistent thing. That's when the transformation happens. And that transformation can happen inside of your paid programs, especially if you are keeping it for a period of time. Or inside of your service where you are doing something for them, right? And they invest their money for you to do it for them. With the right mindset that, oh, this person can handle that for me. Yeah? So again, if you are like the CCC member here, who really and truly sometimes overloads her posts with too much information at once, then ask yourself, is this content helping me build awareness and how could I skim it back a bit? Remind yourself that your content should provide demand for people to want to work with you. That's why you're using social media as a business owner, to get attraction, right? To gain attraction, to gain awareness, to gain eyes, so that the right people too are interested in working with you. Yeah? Alright, so the next question a CCC member asked, and I'm so happy she asked this question because I know so many of you feel this way, so let's dive into it. Leon, I'm going through a health challenge and I'm not able to show up forward facing, that is showing my face on stories, etc. What should I do? I don't want to just post random motivational stuff. Oh my God. Raise your hand if you've been there. I have been there. May 2021, oh my God, I have been there where I was just not physically okay, not mentally okay, and not wanting to show up. So of course I advise her as following, and I mean, as a coach, it's really to guide the person through. I don't tell them what to do ever in the coaching calls. I really and truly provide guidance so that they can get thinking and so that they can set off a reaction in their mind and do what makes sense for them. So of course, at all times, like if anybody is telling you to do anything to the detriment of your health, get rid of that person, because your health is your number one priority. Your physical health, your mental health, that's your number one priority. So it's okay to take a break on social media. It's okay to delete Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, your emails. Delete it all and focus on you, right? So first, I just wanted to really get that out of the way, that it's okay to take a break. It's okay to take a break without a return date in mind, you know? until when you feel ready to show up again. However, if it is you feel compelled to keep your profile active, know that you probably already have amazing content that you can reshare and you can repurpose. So what it is I'd suggest is for her or anyone who's listening to this podcast right now is to really and truly go through your analytics. You can do so on your phone, on your bed while you're resting. Go through your analytics. Look at the top performing posts for, like, let's say the last 6 months. And then find a way to reshare those posts, whether it's through your stories or recreate the same post or very similar posts. Use this downtime to, or you could also use the downtime to, of course, reconnect with your audience, engage, you know, leave some likes, comments, DMs, actively engage with them versus you passively doing so with your content. Because sometimes we are so busy creating content, we forget to actually go and have a conversation with the people that we are creating content for. So whenever I am on a content break, so let's say it's after a big launch or whatnot, and I know, oh, this week you're not getting any new content from me, what I may do is schedule 20 minutes per day for me to just go on my social profile, check who watched my stories, or check those who usually comment on whatever, and return the favor. Go back to their profile, you know, like, leave a comment, etc. And also to keep in mind that your business will be right there waiting for you when you are both physically and emotionally ready to create content. So it's not going to run away. It's not going to fold up and disappear. Your business will be right there sitting down waiting for you. Right? Okay, so I'll end with this final question. I love this question. Oh my gosh, I really and truly love these coaching calls. And it's technically an hour, but honestly, we talk for way more than an hour sometimes because it's just really a great place. If you're a business owner and you just feel lonely and you want that community and that support, then the monthly coaching course is such a safe space where it is we really and truly confide, we open up, we talk about things that we don't really share in the public. And if you're dying to be part of a community of, you know, supported like-minded, you know, entrepreneurs, CEOs, then definitely. If you're not about the caption templates and the content calendars, which are both amazing by the way, definitely be about the coaching calls because it's a lot of gems, right? So a question that someone asked me is that people tell me that in my videos I'm aggressive and serious. Both are true, Leon, and I'm mindful of that, and I say a lot of and all these different things, right? So the first thing I wanted to address was the filler word, because many people and my trini is coming out, because you know when you're trini and you're upset, all of a sudden you start to speak quickly. So of course I was upset, I was peeved, you know, because if somebody is out there creating content and they're sharing a message, why are you focusing on their filler words? More than likely that person already knows that they speak with filler words. And I always say it's better to speak with filler words than to not speak at all. More like that same person who's critiquing you and critiquing your speaking skills and your public speaking skills, there are people who don't do any public speaking. And they probably just listen to people who do amazing public speaking. Right? So I told her that really and truly it's okay to speak with filler words because it's better than not speaking at all. Right? And public speaking coaches, do not come for me. What it is, I definitely suggest, because it does help elevate your speech when you don't have filler words. Instead of using and and yeah and all these things, try replacing it with actual words like right. So if you may notice, I say a lot of right as a filler word. Or yes, I used to say a lot of yes before. So I would say, this book is amazing. Yes. Or instead of yes, I might say agree. And instead of using and am and those things, you know, find another filler word that actually is a English word. And then eventually get at the stage where you're replacing those filler words with breaths. I'm not even at that stage as yet, but I aspire to be at that stage where I don't speak with any filler words. And everything is strictly words, completed sentences, etc. But if you're somebody who you're speaking and if you... you get critiques about like things like filler words or you speaking too quickly and all these different things. You know, it's a process and it's a phase. And I think people are aware of the challenges that they have. So it's not on you to point those other people's challenges. And if someone is pointing out your challenge, just know that more likely that person is more focused on critiquing versus doing. Because when you are doing it, when you are doing live, when you're doing podcasts, you know these things are not easy. These things are not a walk in the park. These things are not something that you just wake up one morning and you're excellent at. It's a process. It takes a while and eventually you will improve. Okay, so the next question. Right, so the same question. So she said, she speak with a lot of arms, and she also asked any question, or the issue she was facing is that she's very aggressive and very serious. So with regards to the aggressive comment, you know, people also say that they don't really say I'm aggressive, but they say I'm assertive. And some people even tell me I'm intimidating to be around. And let me tell you, an accomplished woman in leadership positions would be intimidating. Like, I get it. You are listening to this podcast, say I'm more likely you have a business, more likely you're the owner of your own business, and that is intimidating to some people around you. Yeah? Especially if you are someone who speaks your mind a lot. You are someone who says it as it is. You don't butter it up. You don't sugarcoat it. So what I would say is definitely what you can do if you feel like this is a problem in your business and you are coming across as unapproachable as a result of that, is to definitely smile a bit more in your videos. So a smile is such a magical thing because it actually changes your voice. While I'm doing these podcast episodes, I smile at myself in the mirror. It's actually 10 o'clock p.m. at the point in which I'm recording this. And I'm just smiling at myself because I'm like, Leon, you're recording a podcast episode late at night. You're usually sleeping around this time. Good for you. You know, but more so, my tone and my voice, it changes when you smile. Your appearance, it becomes softer when you smile. And it can really take you from receiving comments like, you know, who hurt her? Why is she so bitter? Why is she so aggressive? To, she's direct, but she's nice. You know, she's a very personable human being, but you don't want to mess with her. And I know that could sound very, I can't remember the word right now, but sadly we do live in a patriarchal world still. We do live in a world where women are expected to be a particular way. So even you as a business owner coming across serious or, I don't know, aggressive to some, what it is important to know that, ooh, people also project, right? Other people project their insecurities on you. So try not to take these things too personal and feel like it's a you problem. Being a woman, as I said, in business is intimidating to others. Some people genuinely believe women should not start a business or women should not own a business. And it's so stupid to say out loud, but some people genuinely believe, you know, men are the best leaders and men are the only ones who are forward thinking to run large companies and all of that. Right? So you being a business owner is very intimidating to some. You being direct, you being outspoken, you being passionate, you being driven is intimidating to some. So it's not a situation of what you are doing, it's a situation of more or less other people feeling insecure because you are doing big things. And other people feeling insecure in your space. And I know that's super unfair, right? Because you are out here and you are really actually trying to live your dream life and your dream business and other people around you are getting offended. So really and truly to realize that, oh, this is not a personal thing, this isn't an attack on you. This is really and truly a reflection of them and how they think. Yeah. So as you see, right, these coaching call questions can go anywhere, anyhow. There's no cap, there's no limit, there's things that if it is, of course, it's something outside of my expertise, I would say, guys, this is outside of my expertise, but I'm happy to, you know, bring on somebody who can help you with this, etc. Because it's really just a safe space to talk about all things marketing, business, mindset, the things that I am good at, you know. The thing that I can help you with. That is what like the coaching call sessions are about. And we do this once a month inside of the CEO Content Club, which opened today. If it is you are listening to the podcast on the Friday that it actually went live on. The CEO Content Club opened today and you can be a part of it. It's such an amazing community. It's a membership where it is every single month you get a new batch of content calendar and caption templates to help you create your content that connects and that is meaningful, that results in people commenting, that results in people actually sliding into your DMs, that results in sales, people wanting to work with you. Like, literally, I am so blown away by how, like, the people inside of the club use the templates. Like, I have people who are budgeting coaches. I have people who are personal development coaches. I have brand strategists, marketing persons, social media persons. I have people who are VAs inside of the membership. Like, it is such a great experience and such a great resource for somebody, especially somebody who... So, like, for example, my member who will definitely be on the next episode, she even told me, she said, as a working person, a person who has an 8-to-4 job, 9-to-5, creating content is not the top of your list, but of course you need to do it. So, like, joining this club for her just made her feel so presidential, because she downloaded the templates, she tweaked accordingly, and voila, she scheduled it and she's good for the month. You don't have to think about strategizing, because I do the strategizing for you. I take into account building your brand, how you're going about doing it. I take into account authority builders, like, you know, tips, expert tips, etc. Testimonials. I take into account promotional stuff, because yeah, we need to sell with business owners. So I actually give you exact template, caption template, so that you can go about and talk about your offer in a fun, cool, exciting way, so people want to buy in. You know, the CEO Content Club is probably one of my most passionate offers. Of course, I'm biased, the CEO Content Club and UGA, the Ultimate Grammar Academy, but I love the CEO Content Club because you have to be in it to understand. You have to be in it to realize, oh, this is what I was missing all my life. Because right now you're probably creating content and it's okay. You know, the engagement is okay. You're not doing a bad job. In the CEO Content Club, you'll be going from okay to amazing, to next level content. And people are literally like, tell me how to work with you. Tell me how to get started. Right? There's no excuse. You get the caption templates. You get the content from you. Even get Canva templates for people who have issues with designing. So you can use the templates, the Canva templates, and go and design. Right? And it's quality design templates, guys. My brand is all about quality. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. And of course, if you have any questions about the CEO Content Club, my monthly membership, feel free to message me on Instagram at the Content Magnet. Or you can definitely send an email to ceocontentclub@gmail.com. Have an amazing day, an amazing life, and I'll talk to you on the next podcast episode. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Content Magnet Podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If anyone in your circle will benefit from this podcast, please be generous, share it to your stories, and tag me at the Content Magnet. Let's beat overwhelm and create a life filled with happiness and freedom. See you on the next podcast.